Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Well, a heartbreaker tonight for the Warriors. Not necessarily a heartbreaker in terms of that they gave the game away. They got outplayed by a better team in the second half, and a team that's won 44 games, or 44-25. That's the record for the New York Knicks. Warriors got out-rebounded in the second half, 27-12. So New York deserved to come back and win this game. But the Warriors, without Steph, without Draymond, without Kristaps Porzingis and Jimmy Butler, without Al Horford and De'Anthony Melton and Seth Curry and Moses Moody, that's a lot to overcome. And this game could have very easily gone the other way, but it didn't. The Warriors fought hard in this game. They had a 21-point lead in the first half. The Knicks finally came out, played a little bit better defense. They held the Warriors to one rebound in the third quarter, out-rebounded them 27-12 in the second half. That was a big difference in the game. And they started knocking down shots. They hit 8 shots in a row in the third quarter. That got them back into the game. But the Warriors, you know, usually in a situation like that, the undermanned team then just kind of folds a little bit and it becomes a 20-point loss. Warriors didn't do that. Every time the Knicks would look like they were going to get out to a big lead, the Warriors came back. In fact, New York's largest lead in the game was only 7 points. Gui Santos played well. Say it time and time again, they found something with this kid. He had a total of 20 points, 7 boards, 7 assists. He had 2 steals. Quinton Post, 22 points. He had 3 rebounds, but he was battling Karl Anthony Towns and Mitchell Robinson all night long. Pajamski, 25. By the way, the 22 for Post, a new career high. Pajamski had 25 on 8 of 15 shooting. He was 7 of 9 from the line, 5 boards and 6 assists. And then off the bench, Gary Payton II, 27 minutes, 19 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists for Golden State. And you can make a case that with the exception of Brunson, the Warriors starting 5 outplayed the Knicks starting 5 tonight because of the fact that out of Brunson, Towns had 17, but 12 rebounds, not the factor you thought he should have been in this game. You know, and then 14 for OG Anunoby, who I really like. I think he's undervalued. Josh Hart played very well on the defensive end, had 12 boards, 5 assists, and kind of a, not a no-show, but not the best game we've ever seen Mikal Bridges play. I don't think he was much of a factor in this game tonight. 3 of 10 shooting. Same for Landry Shamet, though he did hit 2 big free throws right at the end. And New York got the win, but the Warriors showed something with this group, and I think that they were extremely well coached tonight. Steve Kerr and his staff did a great job getting them ready for this game, including playing a newcomer, Omer Yurtseven, 12 minutes, ended up with 4 rebounds, didn't really have an impact offensively, but he's a guy that is a rebounding machine, so he's going to help at some point on this road trip, and hopefully tomorrow night, when the Warriors go to Washington, D.C., they'll get a couple of bodies back and to see if they can, you know, carve out a win against the Wizards. They kind of split the first two and then try to do the same after Boston with Detroit and Atlanta. Then the two after Washington, Boston and Detroit, two of the tougher games in the NBA on the road. So then you've got Atlanta and Dallas to finish. I think if the Warriors can get the win tomorrow night, they're giving themselves a chance to have a 500 road trip. And I think with the injuries they have right now, I think that's the best you can do. They got some help. Clippers lost last night to Sacramento with Kawhi Leonard going out with an ankle sprain. Portland lost today. So even with this dire situation roster-wise they have, the door is still open for them. Not only, you know, they're not falling out of the play-in, but they can still move up and get back to 7-8. Is my point. And so, if you could split this road trip somehow, some way, go 3-3 on this road trip, get Stephen Curry back at some point, then you can start climbing back up the ladder in the West.